Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Rome, where 88-year-old Pope Francis is hanging on 2 days after his condition took a critical turn.
The latest update from the Vatican this morning is that the night went well. The Pope slept and he is resting, but he continues to fight for his life at the Gemelli Hospital. What started as bronchitis has become much worse. Alarm rang out Saturday when the Vatican reported that the Pope required high-flow oxygen and blood transfusions after suffering an asthma-like respiratory crisis. Then Sunday, blood tests revealed early signs of kidney failure. Chris Livesay, CBS News, Rome.
More firings, more layoffs after an ultimatum from Elon Musk on social media for federal workers to explain what they did on the job last week or face termination tonight. Federal prosecutor Sarah Levine, who worked on January 6th cases, tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
Because I did my job. I mean, it's really that simple. Is I went in, I followed the facts, I followed the law, and I got fired because I did exactly what I was supposed to do.
President Trump posted a SpongeBob meme making fun of the outrage over Musk's demand. Today marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen has an assessment from Kyiv.
They're in big trouble, not because Russia has broken through in the east and not because of record levels of drone strikes, because their air defenses, while they're not infallible, they're effective. They're in trouble because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump has decided to move much closer to the Kremlin.
In a show of support for Ukraine, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and European leaders are in Kyiv today. Officials in New York City say at least 4 people are dead, 1 hospitalized, 1 missing, after a boat capsized during a fishing trip in icy waters between Queens and Staten Island. Aaliyah Adama's father didn't make it.
He's that man, and everybody will remember him as that man because he always risked his life trying to help other people.
Caused the boat to sink, still unknown. Lots of people are getting sick this winter. CBS's Elise Preston.
We're just halfway through flu season, but already 19,000 people have died from influenza. The CDC says more than 430,000 have been hospitalized. 86 deaths have been reported in patients 17 and younger. Fewer getting vaccinated this season than last.
About 100 cases of measles confirmed in Texas and New Mexico. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS he suspects those numbers will grow.
When you look around the country, there's a lot of parts of the country, states that have relatively low vaccination rates when it comes to MMR right now.
Dow futures up 300. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man who died in that Racine County house fire Thursday night was renovating the home. 38-year-old Jeffrey Paradise from Black River Falls was the owner of a construction company. He was found dead inside what was initially believed to be a vacant home. Paradise was reportedly doing repairs, and investigators say space heaters were found where he was sleeping. The exact cause of the fire and his death remain under investigation. In a statement, Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is expressing condolences to Paradise's friends and family. A 5-year contract stalemate between the city of Racine and its police union continues, with possible movement. The primary point of contention is with retired officers' health care benefits. The Common Council last week decided to involve 2 city committees in providing contract status updates. It's hoped that may offer a path forward in negotiations. A father and a daughter injured in that Racine house fire explosion last week are making progress in their recovery. Tim LaPointe has already been released from the hospital, and Michelle Hawes, his daughter, is getting treatment for burns covering 30% of her body. Neighbors played a big role in rescuing those victims from that burning home on Gilson Street last week. The Milwaukee Brewers have made their commemorative Bob Uecker patch available for purchase. It costs $12, with proceeds benefiting Uecker's preferred charities. The patch features Uecker's signature over a baseball and plaid. The team will wear the patch throughout this season to honor the late Hall of Fame broadcaster. Fans can get the patch at the team's store. WRJN will start with spring Brewers baseball this Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers.
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops, the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, we'll have partly sunny skies, a little breezy out of the southwest, and highs in the mid-40s. Slight chance of rain tonight, partly cloudy, 31. Mostly sunny for Tuesday, and a high near 44. Rain Tuesday night into Wednesday. Wednesday's high, 45. Currently, 42 degrees.
I'm pretty dumb. Here's a story. I can prove it. If I need it, I prove it. Like, everybody's like, no, we don't need proof. Here's my proof, is when I was 15, my first job was in Nashville. It was at Opryland Theme Park, and I'm sitting eating lunch, and this couple sits down, and we start talking and stuff. I was like, I'm Nate, and the guy's like, I'm John, this is my wife Jane, and their last name was Doe. So it was John and Jane Doe. And I was just like, that's the craziest thing. Like, what are the odds of that, you know? Like, that's so crazy. Cut to earlier this year, I'm 35, I'm driving, and I'm thinking about John and Jane Doe. And, you know, I was like, I bet they were lying to me about that. That's how long it took, 20 years, for me to catch on to a joke they wouldn't remember saying. I don't think they would remember it. They'd be like, maybe we did that? Well, it worked. It worked so good. I tried to Google them, because I was like, maybe they're not lying, you know? I'll find them and go talk to them. But I'm sad to report they were murdered. Yeah. 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 It's not good.
Lady Madonna. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 6:09. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Did I hear right? Highs near 50 degrees today. Just a week ago, we were like minus six. Now it's 50 degrees today. Currently, it's cloudy and 41 degrees here at Radio Park. Everything's melting. It's the big melt. Finally, I came down Victory Avenue today on the way to work, and the road was not like, it was like the Oregon Trail last week. It was like a Conestoga wagon bumping down the Oregon Trail. Today, it's nice and smooth. I like it. Well, chances of that big asteroid hitting us. Now, we talked about this a few times. In 2032, just went down again. NASA is now saying we've got a, well, at one point we had a 3% chance of it hitting us. Now they revised it downward to 0.28%. So there's a 99.7% chance that the asteroid won't hit us. They also think it's smaller, 180 feet across instead of 300. And we still got plenty of time for them to revise that again. I'm sure it'll be revised many times. It's 2032. I don't know if you need to start worrying now, but if you're one of those people that likes to worry, maybe it's a good time to start. It is 6:11, local news, and timeless hits for you.
I see the red moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight, but if you're bound to take your life, there's a bad moon on the right. I hear hurricanes are blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I feel rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Don't go around tonight, but it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right. All right.
Bad Moon Rising, 6:13. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today. Highs near 50. Hold on, I can't get that out of my mouth. 50. There you go. I haven't said it in such a long time. I forgot what it looked like. For tonight, a slight chance of rain. Lows around 32. I like to hear rain other than snow, huh? And a morning fog tomorrow, and then turning sunny with a high near 45. Right now, it's cloudy and 41 degrees at Radio Park. Hey, listen to me all this week for your chance to win tickets to see the fluffy guy, Gabriel Iglesias, at the Wisconsin State Fair August 7th. He's one of America's most successful stand-up comics and popular not only on stage, but social media too. YouTube, Netflix, and Nickelodeon. I've got tickets all this week for you to go see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair. Keep listening all this week for tickets right here and the morning show at WRJN, okay? It's 6:14. I had this for you this morning. If you're looking for an armed bodyguard, and you know, some people are, you know, some people are a little nervous in the morning. They want an armed bodyguard to take them to work. There's an app for that now. The app is called Protector. Just hit the app store this week. For $1,000, you get an armed guard, drive you around in an Escalade for 5 hours. It's only available in New York and L.A. to start, but hey, it may be coming to your town soon. People are calling it Uber with guns. All right. Hey, some people need to be on the lookout. Yeah, right.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
my sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Little Red Riding Hood, 617. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Partly sunny today, highs near 50. Right now, I got a cloudy sky and 41 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's a fun fact for you. The TV show Friends is the most popular show that people in other countries watch to help them learn English. Now, I'm not making this up. The number two show they watch to learn to speak English is The Simpsons. Dope!
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby D was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
The sign said long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Membership card to get inside.
Everywhere there's signs. Don't do this. Don't do that. Can't you read the signs? Long-haired people. Was it long-haired freaky people need not apply? All right. 625 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Hey, we've got Denise Lockwood coming in this morning at a little after 7 o'clock. She's got a big thing going on at Memorial Hall. We'll talk about that a little after 7 o'clock today. Well, you can probably see this catching on. HP added 15-minute minimum wait times for telephone support calls to force people to use their online resources to solve their own problems. It just started, although it's only in Europe right now. There's no word if or when it's coming to the U.S., but you got to think it's going to be coming. Minimum wait times of 15 minutes, and then they'll decide if they want to take your call. Right? It's 626. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 50. Right now it's cloudy and 41 degrees here at Radio Park. I've got the champs, Glenn Campbell and Seals and Crofts in this group. Do the champs. Here they are. Tequila. Year. Ready? Here we go. Sing it.
Tequila!
There you go. Hey, see, Kim Kardashian tried to post a picture of a death row inmate she's helping, but she posted the wrong picture. Picture of another guy with the same name. Now he's suing her. Now you'd think she'd know the guy she's helping what he would look like. But she did. Now it's going to cost her for being dumb. All right, Jackson 5, I want you back here at WRJM.
Too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby.
Kelly Jackson 5, watch back. 6:31, local news, timeless hits here at WRGN. We have Gabriel Iglesias tickets to give away. Very funny guy. He's going to be at the State Fair coming up this summer. And you can win a pair of tickets. I think this hour we're giving them away. So keep listening here at WRJN. All right. Who knows this even existed? The Murder Accountability Project. They tracked homicide data nationwide. They said that nearly 300,000 people have died in unsolved homicide since 1980. That averages out to 6,666 people a year. That seems kind of ominous, doesn't it? I don't like that figure at all. I don't want to be one of those figures either. I saw this glass in, I went to the Dynasty restaurant the other day. I saw this glass there, and it said, it was like for Valentine's Day. It said, "Till your unsolved murder do us part." What the heck was that about? 6:32 at WRGN. Let's check local news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the victims of that home explosion in Racine is already out of the hospital. Another is making progress. Tim LaPointe was released from the hospital. His daughter, Michelle Hawes, underwent skin graft surgery for more severe burns. The family has yet to visit the damaged home on Gilson Street. Neighbors rushed in after the explosion to save the two before the place went up in flames. An investigation continues into what happened. The world's oldest continuously operating motor speedway has an old friend joining them this year. The Milwaukee Mile will host the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 weekend in August. The Kenosha-based tool manufacturer Snap-on is the new title sponsor, and it comes after a successful return of IndyCar racing to the Mile last year. A fatal house fire in Union Grove last week claimed the life of a contractor. 38-year-old Jeffrey Paradise, a construction company owner from Black River Falls, was renovating the property last Thursday. First responders found his body after putting out the fire that broke out at around 8 that night. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. They say space heaters were found in the room he was sleeping in. The exact cause of the fire and his death are yet to be determined. There's been a lot made about how new federal policies could impact us locally. There are some wondering if the Great Lakes could be impacted. You can go deeper on the story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection looking for high school students interested in being the next class of Wisconsin Agricultural Youth Council members. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. High school juniors can apply now through March 31st to be a part of the 12-person council. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says this is something that was devised during the pandemic to keep young people engaged in where their food comes from.
We have great connections with what we now call our alumni, people who have done this in previous years, and they say it's been a great experience. They've learned a lot. It's helped them focus on what their career might be. The people that we're working with are obviously very busy, but they're also very driven, and they're really focused on what's important to them, and they're very engaged in what that future looks like. So, you know, we get as much out of it as they do, I think, because we get to learn what they need, what interests them, what part of the world of agriculture is there going to be their focus. And so we get to help kind of craft how we as a state agency can help them with that.
Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary. They're looking for 15 members of the next generation Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. Romanski says that those high school juniors can apply now through March 31st. Just go to agyouthcouncil.wi.gov.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Do you have a favorite burger spot? Well, the Wisconsin Beef Council wants to know about it. They've launched their second annual Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest, looking for the state's most delectable 100% beef burger. They're trying to celebrate those Wisconsin restaurants that craft memorable burger experience. From now through March 21st, you can nominate your favorite beef burger from anywhere in Wisconsin. Go to beeftips.com and submit today. That's literally a look at food news on a Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, we'll have partly sunny skies, a little breezy out of the southwest, and highs in the mid-40s. Slight chance of rain tonight, partly cloudy, 31. Mostly sunny for Tuesday and a high near 44. Rain Tuesday night into Wednesday, Wednesday's high 45. Currently, 42 degrees.
Let me tell you guys the most awkward place to run into a homeless person. It's on your way to the Coinstar. No, sir, I don't have any spare change. I was just going to try and flip this into regular money, but thank you. I'm not going to lie, guys, I love taking pictures of people with my cell phone. There's no camera on it, but most people don't know that. It's usually about 45 awkward seconds of friends posing for pictures while I check text messages. Do you guys think birds ever say, hey, I know this sounds crazy, but hear me out. Tomorrow, I'm gonna try and kill two people with one stone.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? Now all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
Monkees, I'm a Believer, local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. Hey, we've got tickets to give away to Gabriel Iglesias, very funny guy, coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. We'll give those tickets away in a few minutes. Today, partly sunny with a high near 50. Looks like a slight chance of rain tonight or showers. Lows around 32. And morning fog tomorrow, then turning sunny with a high near 45. Cloudy and 41 degrees. Right now, 41 at Radio Park. 30% of people say they respect people less if they frequently mention their high IQ score. You know, in all my years on this planet, nobody's ever told me their IQ score. I'm trying to think. No, nobody's ever mentioned their IQ score. It could be because I don't know anybody with a high IQ score, but then again, has anybody ever mentioned their score to you? Seems weird, huh? Secret Agent Man, Johnny Rivers. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Agent Man, Secret Agent Man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. You say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Secret Agent Man, theme song for the TV show's Secret Agent Man.
Yeah,
that was the theme from that show. It was when the James Bond movies started to come out, all those Secret Agent shows started to come out as well. Speaking about James Bond, now, if you're a fan of James Bond, every movie begins with Albert R. Broccoli presents. The Broccoli family. And by the way, those are the same people that invented the broccoli vegetable, just in case you're interested. So now, for the first time, Amazon will assume full creative control over the James Bond franchise. And Jeff Bezos is asking people on social media who should be the next 007. The next installment's probably years away. But yeah, the Broccoli family no longer in charge of James Bond. They've been in charge since the beginning with Dr. No. Now they're no longer in charge anymore. What's going to happen to James Bond? Well, James Bond died in the last one. Daniel Craig. So I don't know what they're going to do now. They always like to bring people back from the grave. Hey, right now, you know what I got for you? I've got tickets for you to see the fluffy guy, Gabriel Iglesias, at the Wisconsin State Fair August 7th. One of America's most successful stand-up comics and popular not only on stage, but social media, YouTube, Netflix, and Nickelodeon. I've got tickets right now, a pair of tickets to go see Gabriel Iglesias. And now he's not related to Julio Iglesias or Enrique Iglesias. He's Gabriel Iglesias, the fluffy guy. Very funny guy, too. I've seen him before. Very funny. You'll have a great night at the Wisconsin State Fair. That's Friday, August 7th. If you want a pair of tickets and you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. I'm saying it slowly because people say I say it too fast. 262-634-9756. So give me a call right now at 262-634-9756, and you get to see the fluffy guy at the Wisconsin State Fair. Hi, what's your first name?
Margie.
My little Margie, huh?
Yes.
How many times a year do you hear that?
Probably a couple
million
times.
Yeah.
Not much.
You know why? Because nobody remembers My Little Margie anymore.
Right.
With Gale Storm. Yeah. All right, Margie, we're going to get you tickets to go see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair August 7th. I know it's a long way away, and right now, you know, we're still wearing winter coats, but August 7th, you won't be wearing a coat anymore. But hang on the line, Margie, okay?
Okay.
Hey, by the way, where are you calling from? What town?
Racine.
Okay, Margie, hold on. Don't go anywhere. All right, Margie gets a pair of tickets. We got another pair to give away tomorrow. Also, Wednesday and Thursday as well. We also have tickets to the Racine Theater Guild to give away. To go see a show I saw this weekend. In this corner, Cassius Clay. It's a great show. Listen.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Your mind, in the sense and temperaments, the color of time. Ooh.
nothing to lose. Every sense of compliments, meaningless smiles. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around. Look what you saw, look what you saw. You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Peppermint, strawberry alarm clock, local news, timeless hits to WRJN. Partly sunny with a high near 50 today. Slight chance of rain tonight. Looks like morning fog, then sunny tomorrow with a high near 45. I like the fact we're talking in the 40s and near 50. And last week was all minus this and minus that. Cloudy, 41 degrees right now at Radio Park. Well, who's smarter, your significant other or you? A survey found three times more likely to say that you're the smarter one. Not in my family. And I'm not just saying that because my wife may be listening, but I'm saying that because she's the smarter one. I mean, she makes all the smart decisions. If it comes down to me and her and we disagree, I always go with her because she's always right. She tells me she's always right, too. So that's why I believe it. 653 WRJN. Yeah. Coming up tomorrow, got some more Iglesias tickets. Get Gabriel Iglesias tickets to give away to State Fair, plus tickets to the Racine Theater Guild's latest production. But right now,
I can't wait forever. Even though you want me to, I can't wait forever.
know, I think that was the first song I ever played on the radio, The Outsiders, Time Won't Let Me. I'm trying to think back when I was in the Explorer Post at a radio station. They let me go on the air once. I think that was the first song I ever played, The Outsiders, Time Won't Let Me. Yeah, you never forget your first song, do you? Hey, here's some results from a new survey on cell phone addiction. And you say, well, I'm not addicted to my cell phone. Well, let's find out. 64% of people say they've texted someone that's in the same room as them. My wife has done that to me. 66% check their phone at least 160 times a day. I think that's low. And 45% would rather give up relationships for a year than their phone for a year. Sounds about right. It's 657 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Partly sunny with a high near 50 today. Right now, cloudy, 41 degrees at Radio Park. Great group, Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Stephen Stills.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I was about to say, before I was rudely interrupted, Stephen Stills. Who else was in it? Neil Young was in that group, Buffalo Springfield. A lot of big people there. Hey, coming up in a minute, we're going to talk to Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County. I got a whole bunch, a plethora of things to bring up, including a special event coming to Racine. So we're going to talk about all that coming up. But first, it's 7 o'clock. Let's check news. Here's CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A brand new round of government firings could come at midnight. That's Elon Musk's deadline for millions of federal employees to explain what they did at work last week or risk losing their jobs. Republican Senator John Curtis on CBS's Face the Nation.
If I could say one thing to Elon Musk, it's like, please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people. These are real lives. These are mortgages. It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
President Trump posted a SpongeBob meme overnight.